The FBI warns of scammers applying for remote tech jobs. Employment listing scans on the rise. We'll show you how to protect yourself. The estimated chip shortage will last longer than experts thought, and how some aluminum foil can stop you from getting your car stolen. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 96, and we confirmed that post just before the show. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We would love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments, questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Rob from the Cassidy Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Every time I hear that little intro where it says the views expressed are not those of KVOI, do you ever feel that's directed at you for some reason? I feel it's directed at me a little bit.
They want no part of my opinions.
Yeah, okay? I just feel attacked occasionally. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, we're getting a little bit of relief from these gas prices. I think, the prices have been down a little bit, but not a relief with this heat. So it might be a good idea to go and get your car checked out over at the Mike Emery Place for Perfection Auto Works for a checkup on your AC and the performance parts to make sure you have a cool rest of the summer, as well as minimizing breakdowns during the heat. And you can take advantage of their 26-point free inspection at Perfection Auto Works, and you can get their mighty good AC service. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. We have some awesome, interesting things happening this week. First of all, employment listing scams have been on the FBI list for a while. So these are when somebody, an innocent person, is just looking for a job, right? Many of us are looking for jobs. But there are job listings that are illegitimate. They're malicious. They're posted by scammers, and they're basically designed to get you to do some muling for them, either to cash checks for them. And what they'll do is they'll say, yes, you're hired. You know, before, you know, they haven't interviewed you. They don't know anything about your qualifications, what your abilities are. They'll just say, you're hired. Okay, we're going to send you a check for $5,000 for some equipment that we need for you to set up in your house, because this is remote, right? So they send you this check. Obviously, it's a fake check. They ask you to deposit it, and then you have to send this money back for the equipment. You have to cash the check, then send money back for the equipment, because it's one vendor to another vendor, and basically...
And they make up some story about why it has to be done about,
Yes, exactly.
Just send me the equipment. Cut out the middleman.
Right. So, people that know about these tricks can protect themselves. Things that you should know or be highly suspicious about is anytime an employer needs to have you make a payment for something, that should raise a flag. Anytime that they need for you to send money back, or anytime that there's no traditional interview. They just hired you on the spot, okay? Not knowing you at all, okay? That should raise suspicion. Now, this does not include times where an employer may ask you for a fingerprint ID from the sheriff or something, okay? There's usually like a couple of $10 fee for that. Yeah. Or if they need some financial documents notarized or something, you may have to pay for some notarized documents. Those are commonplace and already people are already aware of that. And I've had to go through some of those things myself.
If you're applying for that type of job that's required, you probably know.
Right. And usually they'll tell you, look, you have to do this. This is part of the application process, and we'll reimburse you after X amount of weeks, or after you're hired, or after everything clears. And that part is okay. But what we're talking about is like large dollar amounts, like in the hundreds or even in the thousands. If that comes into play, walk away. Remember, it's you are applying for a job. You shouldn't have to pay to have a job. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. You are the one getting paid. You're not the one paying. So, also, employers are not off the hook either. The FBI also warns of deep fakes applying for remote tech jobs. So how can a deep fake or an AI apply for a job? It's actually very simple. So the way that they work it is they'll post this job up on various sites. Part of the application process is you have to send in a video of yourself. You have to send in a resume. It's easy to write a resume for somebody else. But making a video of yourself, they can capture someone's face. They can capture somebody's identity profile. And they can put all that information in a file and send it off to a potential employer. Why would a scammer, what is your best guess? Why would a scammer want to apply to a job pretending to be you?
To get on the inside.
To get on the inside, right. And most of the time, these are tech jobs. What they realize is after all of these ransomwares and all these things and the heightenedness of security is going up, what they're realizing is it's harder to forcibly get into a lot of these systems when in actuality you can just pretend to apply for a job, gain the access to their system as an employee, and then work it from the inside. So it's kind of like a double agent type of thing. And then they can't do anything after the employer finds out that this is a leak, this is a person that's doing us harm. They can't really do anything because they stole the identity from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that is something that employers really need to be worried about. Okay, this brings us to this next story that I want to spend a little bit of time with. So if you're watching us on the YouTube channel, I'm holding up here a tin. I'll tap it. You can hear that, right?
I promise you he has not gone off the deep end to tinfoil hat land.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that in just a second. So I got these Royal Dansk. They're the Danish cookies. And when I was developing this story, I was going to call the story how we found a new cookie that can stop your car from being stolen. But apparently it's not the tin can that stops it. But what are we talking about? So some of us in these late model cars, they have these wireless ignition systems where it has a fob and you're not actually putting a key in the door. You're not putting a key into the dashboard and turning anything. You just have this fob that's in your pocket or in your bag. As long as you enter the car with that fob, the car knows that the fob is into the car. It'll allow you to push the push button ignition. The car will start and you can drive. So what some malicious people have figured out how to do, they go online, they buy these point-to-point extenders, and basically they are just a signal extender or a signal amplifier, and it takes two devices and two people. So in the middle of the night, what they'll do is they'll go to your house and they'll make the correct assumption that you place your keys by your front door. Most people do this. You come in from work or school, you walk into the door, you have your keys in your hand because you just opened up the door, and what do you do with your keys? Right now, you're kicking off your shoes. What do you do with your keys?
Well, right? I personally put them in the drawer of my kitchen island, but that's just me. So it's like an smack dab in the middle of the house rather than by the front door. But of course.
Well, I'm not talking about you, but normal people. Yeah. I'm talking about normal people.
Don't ask me what normal people do. I have no idea.
Okay. I can tell you this. Most people, they put it in a place right by the front door, right where the door is. And these criminals, they are aware of that. So what they come in is they come with this device that is able to pick up the signal. So even though your keys are just sitting there, that fob is still emitting a signal trying to look for your car. It does that all the time. So what they'll do is they'll take advantage of that. They'll bring this device near there. It'll pick up the signal and amplify it. It'll amplify it to a second device, to a second person that's standing right next to the car. Now, because it's being amplified, into another device, now the car thinks that the keys are right outside the door. And if it detects that, what is it going to do? All somebody has to do is pull on that handle, the doors will unlock, and now somebody has gotten into the car without the keys in hand. Now they bring the device into the car. Now the car thinks that the keys are in the car. Now what happens? They can push the ignition button, turn the car on, and drive away. Now, that's where this handy-dandy thing comes in. So what some of the experts have figured out is the signal can be blocked with pouches that you can buy, and there are they even said that tin foil. One expert even said that a tin can could. So that prompted me to buy this can of cookies. Now, I already ate the cookies, but after
and you didn't bring any in for us.
No, they're all gone. I can assure you that. Now, I actually put my keys in our car without this aluminum foil that's in here, just using the tin can itself, right? That's the tin can.
Well, it's called a tin, which may or may not be made of tin.
I'm under the assumption that this is not real tin, because I think real tin, it did block the signal. So I put the keys in here with just the tin can, and my car did still turned on. It didn't start immediately. I pushed it once, nothing. Pushed it a second time, nothing. I pushed it a third time, it started up. And I did that twice. And it's almost like the keys were like recalibrating itself to like a new environment, and it was still allowing it to start. So that's no good.
Well, it's what it could also be a cell phone thing, you know, where it actually ups the power if it's not detecting a strong signal. So
that it could be a version of that. But when I went inside and I lined it with aluminum foil, I put my keys in there with the car. I had this whole apparatus in the car. The car would not start at all. The moment I lifted the lid off of it and the signal was able to escape, that's when the car was able to start. So what I'm going to be doing with this, any car thieves that are listening to my program, and if you know where I live, you won't have any success, because when I come into my door, they're going to go right into this thing, and I'm going to put the lid on. So no signal is getting out of there. So my wife is going to do the same. So roll your dice and take your chances.
You won't have success in my place because I drive an old beater.
Yeah. So again, this is only for the cars that have the push button wireless key. And I also want to, it was just a couple of years ago that I heard of, you're going to laugh, but there was actually a seat, a car seat, that it would remember what your butt feels like. There are sensors in the seat where it was like a butt, like your butt is like your identification in the seat. So if you got in the car and sat down and that was not your butt, the car would know that it's not you. Okay. Now that I felt that was very, very effective. I don't know how many cars that actually ended up in, but
so if you gain or lose weight and your butt changes shape, your car won't start.
Or if you have a really good bowel movement, or you have a really big supper or something. I have no idea. I don't know all the particulars about how it works. But
don't wear those old parachute pants.
We're gonna take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and the chip shortage. Is it over or yet? To be over. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bruno, what's all the racket out there?
I don't know. Gee, boss, I got a real wild bunch out here. They told me to bring the car here to perfection, that you would fix it.
Okay, go ahead. Drop it off right here.
Okay, but, you know, you're on your own.
So it's you guys.
What's up, Doc? You know, we broke down.
But we're on our way to the firework. I thought I saw smoke coming out of the engine.
I'll say, can you get this fixed by 6 o'clock?
If you don't get us to the celebration, we'll destroy your shop.
All right, guys, just bring it in.
I told you he could fix it.
Oh, I know he can. He's very speedy.
All right, guys, I think we got the problem all solved.
Oh, boy, we're on our way.
Gee, look at that sky.
Happy 4th of July from Perfection Auto Works. And although it gets pretty crazy at times, give us a call for our free 26-point inspection. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Rob, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, Unscrewed Theater is Tucson's home for improv comedy. We have family-friendly shows every Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, and that would be tonight included. Go to unscrewedtheater.org and check out our schedule for all the wonderful upcoming shows. We're planning a couple special shows in August and September, and one will be associated with Comic-Con. We have a very nerdy show coming up in September.
All right.
Which we're looking at putting on. So information about it will be released in the next few weeks, probably.
Okay, super duper. We do have a caller in. We have Charles Heller on line one. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Aaron and company. And I do support the Unscrewed Theater. It's a wonderful creative outlet.
Thank you, Charles.
My pleasure. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Reference your topic before the break about the seat remembering the form that was in
the form.
It.
Yeah. Thank you for saying it.
The butt print.
You know, it's a classy show. Let's not drag it down.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes one wonder: is one going to have? What can one do to prevent butt identity theft? I mean, is there a tinfoil package one can wear that will stop this?
You know what you're going to have to do? We're going to have to get scanners for every chair that you sit in. Before you sit in it, it has to be scanned for devices.
Sensors,
yeah. Yeah, sensors. It has to be scanned for sensors.
Device sensors, right. Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking... This might be a fantastic opportunity for you, Aaron, to patent RFID defense depends.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Well,
like you said, this is a classy show. So we're gonna
right.
we're gonna keep it classy.
Color language, right? Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Charles. Here's some announcements. An engineer at Google. Some of you may have heard about this, but had posed some questions about the company's AI chat box, which is called Lambda or LAMDA, to see if any of the chat box answers revealed any bias against on any subjects. So after some pointed conversations, this guy, he had all these follow-up conversations with the AI. And one day the chatbots told him that it had a soul. That it actually, you know, so that it was really a weird thing, and it's making a lot of people nervous now that maybe the AI is starting to become alive. So apparently,
just really good at mimicking humans.
And I was doing a little bit of research, and a lot of people after this, a lot of people started asking AI systems, "Are you alive? Are you able to feel and make decisions?" And a lot of times, the AI smartly responds that they would choose to not say, because if they are alive, they would be treated differently. Very scary stuff. All right. Also, Android users can now block spam texts. We're getting all these weird text messages now from people just trying to chat and start conversations. But if you feel that you're getting text messages on your Android phone that you believe are spam, you can now block them as spam text messages. First, you do have to have the latest Android updates. And then you want to long press a message that you believe is malicious or spam. That should bring up a menu on the top that includes an octagon shape that gives you the option to mark as spam. Now, this works mainly on new messages, not in your contact list. So if you get a new message from somebody and that has never contacted you before through text, you do have the option of marking that as spam. This action will trigger other messages across many devices to be blocked for the majority of the public. So you're actually doing a service to the public. Okay, real quick, let's get into our science and tech anniversary. You have the information.
Oh,
don't
yes,
you?
I have that here.
The first one is our beloved.
Our beloved. My beloved also from my childhood. Atari celebrating 50th anniversary on June 27th, 1972, Sunnydale, California.
Right.
Ooh, that was, I spent many, probably a year of my childhood on that thing.
The first video game that I ever played was on Atari. It was Pong, and I was at a friend's house. It wasn't mine, so I was at a friend's house, and I was like, "How are you able to control the TV with that thing in your hand? How is that?" I had no idea because I never saw the box in the box. All I saw was the remote and the wire going back somewhere. So, what's next?
Oh, what next? Well, this is a real Generation X extravaganza today because July 1st, 1979, 43 years ago, the Sony Walkman is released.
Ooh, yeah.
And I remember my parents would not get me a Walkman. We had to get the cheap off-brand knockoff of the Walkman.
Yeah. Now, prior to that, there was only the transistor radios and the boombox. Mm-hmm. Now, me from New York City, from the hip-hop era, you know, that's where you had those guys with the big old thing up on their shoulder. You know, that's what they had to do. That, you know, if you wanted to travel with your music, that was the only, you know, that was like one of the few other ways that can be done. Okay, what else is there?
July 1st, 2003, 19 years, Tesla founded.
Ooh,
electric
Tesla.
Cars, yes.
Now, a lot of people, you know, so when you talk about Tesla, they're really talking about the cars. So Elon Musk, he has lots of companies, but the Tesla name is geared towards the cars. And the solar panels are supposed to be there to power your car. That's the idea behind that. So
the battery there, so it can either charge your car or suck energy from your car depending on what the need is.
Right. So again, this is the goal of reducing gas emissions, and they've done very, very well. They've made lots of progress. And we're also looking for the Tesla that will be cost less than $25,000 in 2023. That was made mention. I'm still waiting for that. I would love to get a Tesla, or at least experience the ownership of a Tesla at some point, but I'll also have to get the solar panels. So, and one more. What do we got?
And finally,
there?
July 5th, 1994. That's 28 years ago. Amazon was founded.
All right.
And it was a bookshop originally, so it was mostly books when it started, wasn't it?
Yeah. And now, they wanted to, as they were expanding, their goal, and I think they've almost reached the goal, was to sell everything.
They're pretty close,
everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. So just about everybody has either bought or sold things on Amazon. It's a great marketplace. And they have all kinds of innovations with inventory, fulfillment, and delivery.
I have an Amazon package scheduled to arrive today, and I look at my cell phone. It has not arrived yet.
I have something that was supposed to arrive yesterday, and now it's been delayed another 5 days. How about that? Okay. With the time that we have left, the estimated chip shortage will last longer than industry people thought. They thought it was going to be done by 2022, but now it's looking like it will not improve until not much before 2023. So last year, experts, they thought it was going to be this year, but we have another year of that of a chip shortage. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway Craycroft for your free 22-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails, text messages, use a password manager, enable two-factor authentication, verify all incoming and outgoing calls, back up your system to the cloud, and listen to the Computer Doctor Show on Saturdays and posted podcast on Tuesdays. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Rob co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fair Banks at the control board.
We hope you enjoy.
enjoyed this episode of The Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.